And y'all, I'm gonna serve. Somebody hear me over here. I'm gonna serve till I die. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? When you trying to be big, somebody's always better than you.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to once again welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place this Wednesday, August the 14th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and unperishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are always welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Elder Jeffrey Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
The goodness of the Lord. I got to tell. in this scripture, in this chapter, he was confronted by the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were upset because they wanted to come to Jesus to ask him, why do your disciples not carry out the traditions of the law that allows them to not wash their hands before they eat? And so Jesus listened to them, and he turned around and he asked the Pharisees, he said, but why do you do things that's against God's law yourself? And they said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you're teaching the people to give food and money that should be going to the family, to the parents, but you're asking that you give it to you for the ministry. Now you will say, well, what is that? What's so wrong about that? Well, it was set aside that you're supposed to honor your father and your mother. And they were not teaching the people to honor their father and their mother. They were teaching them to just bring the money and their goods to them so that they could be lifted up, so that they could be seen. It was a wrong teaching against what God, the principle of God, what he was telling them to do and what he has taught us to do. And then so later on at this point, Jesus finally won that argument, and then he turned around and he saw this as a teaching moment. And he says, in verse 10, he said, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. It's not about the food necessarily. We and it's funny that even in the Sunday school lesson, we were talking about what we eat and the meat, and it'll offend someone. But even in today, that it's not about what you're eating necessarily that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth. Because there's adulteries, murders, hypocrisy, lies, all this comes out of your mouth. But when it comes out of your mouth, where does it come from? It comes from your heart. Jesus was letting us know that even with the things that you put in your mouth, the natural food that you take in, it comes in, it goes in, but it goes out another way. But that comes from within is coming out of your mouth. We got to be careful what we're talking about, y'all. We got to be careful what we say to our children. They don't know right from wrong in every situation, but we got to teach them. But if you always call them good for nothing, you're hard-headed, you're just like your daddy, you ain't no good, that's not teaching them the right way, but you're teaching them some wrong stuff. I'm almost finished. For out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts. Wait, matter of fact, let me back up. Peter and the disciples came to him and said, can you help us understand this? And so he explained it to them. Are you without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever into the mouth goeth to the belly and cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defiles not a man. It's not about the rituals. We talk about the people that come to church. They come here. And some people, you ask them, are they saved? And the first thing they say, I go to church. Yeah, you can go to church, but are you saved? I understand. I know where the church is, But if I'm correct, going to the church is just the building, the temple. But the church is in me. God, the Jesus Christ that's in me should be showing you some love. Amen. I need him to talk to me. Y'all walk with me for a minute here. Jesus called the people together. He gave them that teaching moment. He explained to them Now, mind you, don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie. Because what it was, these Pharisees were teaching some wrong things. And what they were teaching wrong was being allowed, and it was considered good. We have to make sure that we are telling the truth, because the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. And they came. Listen with this. He came. Now I'm already teaching. So he said, they came to Jesus. They said, that thing that you said, it offended the Pharisees. Now, I'm pretty sure if in my day I'd have said, so what? And Jesus might have said it, but too. But it wasn't that. But he knew that they were teaching wrong. He told him, he said, leave those people alone. For the blind are leading the blind. And they both, too, are going to fall in the ditch. But it taught me something. I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to say to the children? Well, children, let me tell you something. The truth is always better than a lie. And a lie is misleading and will utterly have you to fail. The truth makes you free, and even when it hurts. You have to understand that at some point you're going to have to make some decisions that the people that you're around are going to be influenced to you. Grown folks, let me tell you something. There's some people that you hang around that are going to be an influence on you. I know I'm talking to the children, but I'm talking to some grown folks here. Because some of y'all got some people in your lives you need to let go and get away from. Because all they are making a burden to you, and they bring it down your spirit and your soul. The lie is misleading and will utterly have you fail. The truth makes you free, even when it hurts. You know, sometimes what they tell you, it doesn't always feel good. You know, when my wife tells me, you know, well, you do some things, but it's not always, that's not what I like. That hurt. But it made me check myself and say, okay, well, let's see what we can do to make it work, right? And y'all have to forgive me. I'm from the old school, but I'm not used to the watered down. Mother Judy used to just tell you straight up, you so trifling. Mother Judy would tell you straight up, and I expect better out of you. Huh? And I appreciate this day, but you try to tell your children that these days. Man, they fall out. You can't tell them. There's a saying that says, what they don't know won't hurt you. What you don't know won't hurt you. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's a lie from Satan and from the world, big as day. Because if I knew then what I know now, oh boy, I'd be a whole lot further along. And you would be too. But in spite of all my mistakes and all the things that I went through, even though I didn't know everything and I didn't know what I know now, it was God's grace that kept me. It was God's grace that protected me. It was God's grace that loved me. It was God's grace that gave me another chance. I'm just letting you know, it was God's grace, because I was lost, y'all. Mom and daddy took me straight to college. He was straight. He told me, he said, you got a choice. You either go in the Army or the Air Force. You got to go in something, or you go into college. One of them two. One of them choices, but you got to do something. But you're getting up out of here. He ain't lying. I'm telling y'all the truth. And it wasn't short long after that, I made a decision. And I got out of there. I wanted to go in the military because I wanted to get as far away from daddy as I could. I was tired of him and his rules and telling me what to do and what I couldn't do. I ain't lying. I'm just going to be honest. But at the same time, it pushed me. What he was trying to do is push you out, because the people that I was hanging with was no good for me. My friends, I didn't even know were drug dealers. I'm not joking. And there was sometimes they was with me and I didn't know they had drugs on them with me. I'm like, well, Lord, I could have been in jail right now. But God took care of me. He protected this little dumb boy somehow. He said, he's so stupid, but I love him. Let me come on, I'm gonna hold him. I'll protect him, I'll shield him. And he did just that. And here I am today. My God, never thought I'd be in a pulpit. Huh? 1 Corinthians 15:33. I'm keeping it moving and I'm almost finished. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Deceived, to make someone believe something that is not true. To give false impression and appearance can be deceiving. Don't believe the lie, y'all. All right. Evil. Now, I'm breaking this down because it said be not deceived. I mean, don't be foolish. Don't be fooled. Open your eyes. If it looks like it's not right, it may not be right. If you think it might not be right, then pray and ask God to show you if it ain't right. This is in every, oh my God, even relationships. Lord, I understand it looks good. It's wrapped up good. It smells good. They sound good. But God, is this where I need to be? Is this who I need to be around? Is this who I need to conduct my business and work in the marketplace with? Is that something that I need to be doing? Do I need to separate myself from this? Evil, morally reprehensible, sinful, wicked, and holy. Anything that's evil is not of God. It's something. So evil communication. So you don't need to be speaking unholy things. You don't need, it's going to corrupt your manners, because who you are and who you're around is going to influence you. Decisions in life are not always easy. Young people, look at here. You got to make a good decision. You got to make decisions. You need to make wise decisions. One decision you need to make is who you choose to be your friends. I've had some good friends. I've had some bad friends. I had some friends that I knew that I could go to and I could talk to and I could share some things with. I knew some friends I couldn't tell nothing. I knew some friends that would give me some advice, and I knew whether to take it if it could work for me. But I knew some people that whatever they said, do the opposite of what they said to do. I had them kind of friends. I had some try to tell me, you need to tell your daddy what to do. You know, you a man now. You grown. Yeah, I had some tell me that. And I told them, I said, yeah, you right, bro. But I ain't got nowhere to go if I leave, so I got to stay there. I got to stay there. I got to take a little bit of it. We tell our children, choose your friends wisely. All company is not good company. The people you hang out with will be the people you will become. And you don't think that's true, but it's after a while, their spirit and their mannerisms become your mannerisms and your spirit. It changes. We got folks that on today that we knew that they were saved, but they got around the wrong folks, and after a while, they started slipping and tipping and thinking and pretending like I'm still saved. But then, on this side, I'm being a hypocrite now. I'm smiling on the set when I come to the house of the Lord, because now I'm saved and sanctified, holy, hallelujah. But when I get outside the four walls and I hang with my buddies, I'm doing just what they're doing, and there's no difference between us. God says, separate yourself and change and be clean. Don't be the same. Because when he cleans indeed. And we got this one that says, birds of a feather flock together. Let me share something. I talked about it because the fact that at one point, if we got pulled over and they would have found drugs on that young man, I would have went to jail right along with him. Me and my buddy, every time we would drink, we were in college, and something would always happen. I've been in more car accidents with this young fella, and I had to call my daddy one time, right here off of Fort Polk. He got split down to the white meat. I looked at him, and I said, man, oh, my God. And I had to call my daddy to come get us. I tried to get out of it because I was trying to work my way around it. I said, I'm going to call the tow truck. The tow truck said, did you call the police? I said, no. He said, well, call them and then call me back. I knew right then I was stuck. But one thing I had a father that no matter what I was in, he came to my rescue. That man came up in the middle of the night, picked up me and my buddy, and took us to the hospital. He took him to get checked out. And the first thing I was trying to do is act like I wasn't doing nothing wrong. But he was so drunk, he started confessing it. Man, Brother Johnson, Jeffy was drinking right along with me. And, you know, he was doing the thing. But he wasn't driving, he was drinking. And I said, Lord, shut up. Shut up. By this time, we were slightly grown. We were in college. And Dad told me, said, whatever punishment he gets, you get the same thing. His father was very dignified in the community as well. But God's grace covered us. Amen. Proverbs 18:20-21 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You wonder why are you reading this? Because we have to teach our children how to speak over themselves. We have to tell them to be positive. There is so much negativity out here, and it's not just in just our classrooms, but it's in our homes, it's in our government. Our leaders don't even know how to talk to one another, and they're supposed to be examples for the community, but they don't even know how to do it. And then we find it out, even, it's sad to say, but even in the church, the people don't know how to talk to the saints and to the children. Woo! And at some point, you're going to have to learn to speak what God says over your life. Not what you want. Lord, I want a new car. No, but you said that you'll supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, I don't feel like going to church, but you said that with your stripes, I am healed. This is the word of God. Children, the friends that you hang out will become a part of you. The character you reflect, the company you keep. You will talk like them. You will act like them. You will think like them. Their ways will be your ways. If it is not holy and what your parents taught you, leave them alone. I got to tell them, because if they don't tell them, if you don't tell them to separate themselves from this, they'll think it's okay. Because a lot of times we don't know what the parents kind of got a feeling of what your parent, what your friends would do. They kind of know who they're hanging out and how they act. But they let you go every now and then. I had certain friends, my dad would tell me, yes, you can go out with them, but be back home by 12.
Amen.
Then there were some friends, I could go out, he said, just enjoy yourself. Because he knew what they were about. Take care of yourself, son. Choose your friends wisely. Many friends serve different purposes. Some are good for laughter. Some are good for sound advice. Some are good for support. And some are good for nothing. We all know we got some of them. They only show up when they need something. They don't know you until you got something. And they always want what you got. They got some that will look you right in the face and know that they stabbing you in the back at the same time. But choose your friends wisely. Luke 5:20 says, and when he saw their faith. Now, I wanted to read this scripture because I thought about you got to have friends that are around you that have faith just like you got. If you don't have enough faith, then you need to have some friends that are going to hold you up even when you don't. And in this scripture here, it says, and when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven. There was a man that was lame. He couldn't walk. And his friends had him on a bed or a stretcher or something to the effect. And when they were trying to get him to Jesus, they got there and they found that there was no way in the door to get to Jesus. So they said, let's come up with a way to get him to Jesus. So what they did, they went up on top of the roof and they tore the roof off and they let him down for Jesus. And Jesus said, and when he saw their faith, not the man's faith, but he said, I saw their faith. Man, thy sins be made whole. Yeah. Their sins are forgiven. You are made whole, right? You got to understand that you need some friends that even when your faith is dwindling, that you got some people that will hold you up. Some that will believe with you when you stop believing. Because sometimes the road gets weary sometimes, and it gets tough sometimes, and everything that comes at you, you're trying to figure out, how do I take care of this? How can I make this happen? How can this keep working? Why is this coming against me? Why am I having to go through so much? But then sometimes you got to say, but I trust in the Lord with all my heart, leaning not to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him, for he directs my path. Woo, my God. The friends you keep around you need to have the faith to believe when you don't have faith. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticking closer than a brother. You know, it's wonderful. And I'm in my closing. I know a man that will be the best friend you will ever have. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's a friend that will never leave you nor forsake you. He's a friend that will bless you when you need a blessing. He's a friend that will love you when you need to be loved. He's a friend when you're fatherless. He's a father when you need a father. He's a mother when you need a mother. He's trustworthy and dependable. He's a protector in the time of trouble. He's a doctor when you're sick. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor when you're sick. And he's a savior when you need to be saved. You gotta trust Jesus, because Jesus is the one that you gotta call upon. He's our Lord and Savior. He's our mighty King. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this,
that a man lay down his life for his friend? Don't you believe the lie that Jesus don't love you? Don't believe the lie that you have gone so far that God won't pick you up? Don't you believe the lie that so much trouble that you're in that God can't bring you out of? What a friend we have in Jesus. I'm through. Don't you believe the lie? But you got to believe that God will do just what he said he would do. He will keep you in the time of trouble. He will heal you when you need to be healed. He will love you when you don't have the love in your heart. He will protect you when trouble is around. I should be dead right now. I was sharing on the other night with my father, Bishop Proctor, his son. He was murdered. He was a friend of mine. But he was murdered in Houston. We had another superintendent, Superintendent Bradley. Son, DeAndre. I loved him. And these two young men I met at USAC, but guess what? At Grambling State University, he was murdered. I was in Shreveport, Louisiana. Out there hanging with my buddies on the dance floor. And we got out and we said, hey, guess what? If anything pops off, you meet at the car. No problem. Went outside and sure enough, somebody started shooting. And just as I was standing there, somebody said, get down, get down. And when I got down, this guy was shooting up right behind my head, right back out to the crowd. That bullet could have hit me. But I thank God for his grace and his mercy, how he protected me. I'm no different. My days are numbered just like everybody else's are. But I got to get right with the Lord myself. I got to come to God and say, God, I ain't right